For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reif. It's Thursday, September 14th. President Trump's decision last week to rescind DACA, or the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, brought fear and uncertainty into the lives of more than 800,000 people who came to the U.S. as undocumented children. Some of those childhood arrivals, or dreamers, now have children of their own. Many have jobs and go to school in this community. In addition to starting a new semester, they are now wondering about everything from how they will be able to continue working legally to what happens if they get a parking ticket. KZYX heard from a few of those students at a DACA workshop at Mendocino College on Wednesday. Here's one dreamer discussing her concerns.
Hi, my name is Yuridia Cruz. I came to the workshop because I had a lot of questions about it, about what's going on with DACA.
What are you most worried about with Trump's most recent decision?
Traveling and not being able to back again, even though I have my permit. You never know what will happen with this president.
Are you worried about family members or anybody else that might be vulnerable?
Yes, I am. For example, I have my daughter, and you never know, being separated and not being able to be together with them or let her grow or how she will be, and not being frustrated. I'm frustrated, not being able to help.
How old is your daughter?
She's 4, so she is vulnerable. She is not being able to stand for herself. So, yeah.
Gladys Jimenez of an organization called California Human Development gave a presentation to about half a dozen students and a few staff members in McMillan Hall, room 1200, on the Mendocino College campus in Ukiah. She'll give one more at that location on Friday, September 15th at 6 p.m., so you'll have another chance to catch the details. It will be open to the community at large and will probably be in Spanish. Here's Jimenez giving an outline of some of the situations dreamers are likely to find themselves in and what steps to take.
The important things to know is that if you currently have DACA status, you will retain both your period of deferred action and your work authorization. This is still valid until your card expires. So whether you can renew now or you can't renew, but of that card, whenever the date on the card says, that's when your DACA is still valid. For the renewals, we are able to do the renewals if the card expires before March 5th, 2018. If you file correctly and it's in their hands by October 5th, 2017, they will still process and they will still grant you the renewal card for the next 2 years. What if you probably did your initial DACA renewal before September 5th when the laws changed? The government entity that is in charge of doing the immigration, they will still continue to do your request and they are going to approve it if you qualify. Another thing to know for this is that for people that have done advanced parole, which is applying to the government to say that they wanted to go outside of the country because of emergency purposes, you have a sick family member or you were going to school in another place and you got prior authorization from the government to go outside, those people are no longer allowed to go outside. And the people that were outside, they should immediately come back into the United States because it's all going to depend on the immigration officer and whether the immigration officer is nice enough to let you back in.
One student asked if her DACA status would be imperiled if she was involved in a court case against an abusive partner. Immigrants' rights advocates are always worried that harsh immigration policies will have a chilling effect on crime victims, and Jimenez tried to ease the students' concerns.
It won't affect the victim. It might affect the person that is doing that to you, mm-hmm. or for anyone that is the perpetrator of that violence, but as the victim themselves, no, it's not going to affect you.
But Jimenez could only be so reassuring. Another student asked what would happen at the end of the two-year renewal period. Would she still be able to work?
See, we don't know right now because we don't know what's going to happen after those 6 months and what's going to happen after those people that do have those two-year extension, what is going to happen to their expiration date. Mm-hmm. So as of now, we don't really know what's the next step. So we just, for now, it's just waiting to see what Congress can come up in these 6 months that they say are going to come up with something. In the meantime, it's your card is valid to the years for those 2 years that, until, let's say, yours expires or something like that. And then it's just a matter of informing yourselves and see where the laws have been changing or where we can go, and then from there we can apply if the new laws are coming in or something.
After her presentation, I asked Jimenez how people could follow up with her.
I'm offering services at my office, and they can come talk to me individually if they don't want to come to a group setting because it is intimidating. And we do know that it's scary not knowing what's going to happen.
So where is your office, and how can people get in touch with you if they have questions or they're scared about something?
My office is here at Mendocino College. It's by the Red Big Barn. It's number 6640. You can call me. My phone number is 707-291-6259. Or you can email me at Gladys, G-L-A-D-Y-S, .J-I-M-E-N-E-Z, at C-A, and then humandevelopment.org. It's long. But yeah, if you have any questions, we can discuss your situation. We can see what your possibilities are, what are your options, and then whether you, if you have options or not.
I also spoke with a student named Jose. He works with the College Assistance Migrant Program and was helping another student with her math homework right before the workshop started. He said he had come to the workshop so he could spread the word among his friends, many of whom are DACA recipients. Here's his advice to those of you out there who are worried right now.
Please don't be afraid. We're here for you. We're trying to help you, and we're trying to make go to college and succeed in your future goals.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith.